The human right and political activists protested against pro-Taliban militants for attempting to silence journalists through ongoing spree of kidnapping, killing and intimidation of the media. Pakistan has become one of the most vulnerable countries for journalists. Over 88 journalists have been killed in Pakistan since 9/11, most of them allegedly by pro-Taliban militants and security agencies in northwest and southwest of the country. But for journalists, the federal capital Islamabad, once unknown to be a relatively secure city, is no more an exception. The Taliban have publicly threatened journalists to get ready for being targeted now, one after the other, if they do not stop of what they call a systematic campaign to tarnish their image.
It is not just the Taliban we need to look at. Fingers have been pointed in directions closer to home and closer to Islamabad. And we need to be brave enough and courageous enough to say that. And this is one face of the Taliban, and then there is the other side of the coin of Taliban. 40,000 Pakistanis have been killed in the so-called American and NATO and ISAF so-called war against terror, in inverted commas. How secure does anyone feel in Pakistan?
No one feels safe in Pakistan. Even right-wing journalists who were perceived as pro-Taliban in the past are now on their hit list. And so are the right-wing political and religious leaders who are facing the music for opposing the Taliban. After failing to silence Hamid Mir, an anchor person in a local TV, the militants allegedly planted a device beneath his car on Monday. Minutes before, the device could have exploded, an official bomb squad managed to defuse it.
There are forces which are trying to destabilize Pakistan, and they are specifically targeting the right-wing people, right-wing non-militant people. They are not afraid of the actual militants who are doing terrorism. Rather, they are trying to kill those people who are non-militant and who have been actually preaching non-violence.
Recently, a female suicide bomber made a failed attempt on the life of Qazi Hussain Ahmed, the former head of Jamaat-e-Islami, after he declared Afghan resistance as a jihad while describing the ongoing campaign of suicide bombing by Pakistani Taliban against security personnel as a chaos in the country. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.